Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah!
Happy New Year!
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
Christmas. Can you believe 2016 is over in just a few days? We're going to be kissing this year goodbye just like that. The time flew by this year, but it is okay because for me, it was an awful year. A lot of bad things happened for me this year, and only a few good things happened for me personally this year. Now, I call 2016 the year of the unexpected because this was surely one year that was so unpredictable. As we get ready for 2017, it's time to review everything that happened in 2016 and put this year behind us. I am excited for the new year as I hope 2017 will be a great year. Now, in 2016, Donald Trump was elected our next president. Prince George Michael, Gene Walter, and other celebrities sadly passed away. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series for the first time in 100 years and more. 2016 will forever be known as the year of the unexpected. Now, plans for the show tonight includes the good and bad of 2016. I will sit back and discuss the good things and the bad things that happened in 2016. I will also discuss how 2016 was for me, yours truly, the ace, Alex Cardinale, personally. I invite you to call in and discuss the good and bad things of your 2016 and tell us how your 2016 went. I'm going to open the phone lines for the first time here on Ace Network tonight. Please call in at 1-646-668-8419. Again, that's 1-646-668-8419. You can call in and discuss how your 2016 went. I'd love to have my very first caller here on Ace Network. I would be honored if you called in and told me how your 2016 went. If you're catching the archive episode of today's show, I invite you to post how your 2016 went on our fan page on Facebook, Ace Network by Alex Cardinale, and please hit the like button. It does not take more than a second to do so please just go to Facebook, type in Ace Network by Alex Cardinale, hit the like button, and tell me how your 2016 went. So besides the discussion of the good and bad of 2016, I'm going to talk about what 2016 has taught us. I will discuss what this year has taught us, and what we can learn from this year going forward. Who knows? Maybe in history we can look back at 2016 and say this is what started it all 20 years from now. and much more. So, let's get the show a year on the road, as they say. So, how was 2016 for me, you ask? Well, definitely not a good year as I wanted it to be. Now, the year started off on a pretty good note for me, as January was a good month. I was doing good podcasts then, and my hobby, which is tropical fish, took off with my dream being a saltwater aquarium owner, and I was able to set up my own 120-gallon saltwater aquarium. But in February, I made a rookie mistake and added way too many fish and lost all of them. It cost me tons of money and my pride and dignity. I was depressed for the remainder of February. In March, I bounced back and finally had healthy and happy fish. That is one of the best things to happen for me this year. Now, in May, I did something stupid that wound up costing me. In May, due to a controversial post I made on pit bulls, sharing my opinions on them being bad dogs because of their attacks, my aunt and I became estranged because of our disagreements. Not only that, but she began attacking my mother because my brother didn't apologize to her, and it has happened for years. She's always attacked my mother for God knows how many years, and it's awful the way she talks to my mother. God awful. And I just finally snapped. I couldn't take it anymore, and I reached my breaking point. So it was the pit bull post plus the attack on my mother that I drew my final straw, and I snapped. Long story short, it's dirty laundry, and it has been going on for years. It's been going on for years, and when I say years, I mean many, 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 many years. And the stuff has been going on for months this year without even an apology. I mean, the constant fighting, bickering, etc. has been happening for years. I've tried to apologize, but it's been ignored. My mother tried to apologize, but it's been ignored. So I say it is what it is. She claimed my mother was taking her friends, yet she was shit-talking my family, the people we know, non-stop. We hear about it every day. This has pissed me off and upset me all year long. Family is not supposed to turn on family over friends or disagreements, whatever the hell it is. But I guess she really never considered us family if she treats us like this. But this is just what pissed me off the most this year. July's fight escalated more and more and continued for a while. But in August, this is the best month of the year for me. This is the best month of 2016 because I got my cute beagle puppy named Brandy, and she was my birthday present. I'll always remember her for my 23rd birthday present, and she's actually sitting right next to me as I host this show. So I got Brandy, and I turned 23 years old in August, and one of my most successful shows, my tropical fish keeping podcast, Aquatic Wetline, turned 3 years old as I celebrated my 3-year anniversary of Aquatic Wetline back in August. Now, the good news for me, at least, is that September and October were relatively good months. Nothing major happened in those months. Of course, Halloween was there, and I really enjoyed Halloween. And then in November, we had Thanksgiving, and I'm very fortunate that in November, Ace Network returned. I was very excited to bring back Ace Network. And of course, December, I had Christmas, I had Ace Network back, and I celebrated a great month. So I'd say August, November, and December were my best months of this year. So a majority of the year was bad, but I hope 2017 will be better. I will make 2017 an awesome year for me personally. Now, let's get into the good and bad of 2016. Here is the good things that happened in 2016. The Denver Broncos win Super Bowl 50. So the Broncos ended up winning Super Bowl 50, and it was a proper send-off for the icon and legendary quarterback, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning would later retire after the Super Bowl 50 victory. And now that is what I call a perfect way to finish your career as one of the best NFL quarterbacks in the game, winning the Super Bowl and then retiring. Leonardo DiCaprio finally wins an award. He won an award for his leading role in The Revenant. Now, he has been trying for years to win an award. I know this is off topic, but I think Leonardo DiCaprio should have won an award for Titanic. He might have, but I'm not sure. That's why I'm saying he should have won an award for Titanic. A huge first for the United States in 2016. Love her or hate her, Hillary Clinton did what no other woman in the history of the United States has ever done. She clinched the presidential nomination on a major party ticket. Roughly a dozen women have attempted and failed to become president since the late 1800s, but none of them made it as far as she did. Bitter as her defeat is for her supporters, the milestone still deserves a mention. British Columbia protected 85% of the world's largest temperate rainforest, home to the wonderfully named Spirit Bear. In March, the United States government abandoned its plan for oil and gas drilling in Atlantic waters, reversing its decision from a year ago. In 2016, for the first time ever, the amount of money it would take to end poverty dropped below the amount of money spent on foreign aid. World hunger reached its lowest point in 25 years in 2016. That is phenomenal to hear. 2016 marked the 24th year in a row that teenage pregnancy rates declined in the United Kingdom and the United States. McDonald's announced it would be removing corn syrup from its hamburger buns and removed antibiotics from its chicken months ahead of schedule. By August, every major grocery and fast food chain in the United States had pledged to use only cage-free eggs by 2025. Chicago Cubs win their first World Series in 100 years. And I must tell you, I was very excited that the Chicago Cubs won the World Series because the Chicago Cubs are one of my favorite Major League Baseball teams. They are my first favorite Major League Baseball team, with the New York Yankees being my second favorite baseball team. So I was very excited that the Chicago Cubs won the World Series this year. It was very, very, very exciting for me. And I'm sure all of the other Cubs fans out there as well. A new president is announced. This year, Donald Trump won the presidency. So we know at the end of 2016, our new president is going to be Donald J. Trump. So I'm very excited for that. I voted for Donald Trump. And I know that a lot of people are upset that Trump won, but we have to accept he'll be the president starting January 20th, 2017. Those are some pretty good things that happened this year. Now, let's get to the dreaded bad things of 2016. The bad of 2016, Pulse nightclub shooting. A terrible tragedy in Orlando where a shooter targeted LGBT victims because they were gay and he did not support them. And supportably, he was an ISIS member. But who knows, because I don't follow that stuff that often. Harmby killed in Cincinnati Zoo. A gorilla got killed in the Cincinnati Zoo earlier this year. Now, since people make such a big stink about it, I figure I put it here. Now, I understand why the zoo shot and killed the gorilla, because they figured the gorilla posed a threat to the child and any other human beings that got involved with the child. If a human being decided to jump down and try to rescue the child, the gorilla would more than likely attack, injure, or possibly kill that individual. And also, you just can never trust a wild animal, because they can turn with a blink of an eye. They're unpredictable, and I would never trust a gorilla, especially a 500-pound animal. Disney gator attack. There was a father, a mother, and a 2-year-old. They were in a Disney castle in the lake. One gator took the 2-year-old boy and killed him. Very, very sad. I remember seeing that on the local news here in Mass, and it was very, very tragic, and I was very sad to see that. The death of David Bowie was very sad. The Dallas police shooting was very, very sad and awful. Should never took place. Hurricane Matthew was a Category 4 hurricane that hit the Caribbean, Haiti, and it also caused major flooding. It killed up to 900 people, 877 in Haiti and 19 in the United States so far. The death of Carrie Fisher. She was Leia from Star Wars, and she was an icon, and she will never be forgotten. Death of Gene Wilder, the guy that played in Willy Wonka, the Chocolate Factory, and the guy that was Dr. Frankenstein in Young Frankenstein, one of my personal favorite movies. He's alive! He's alive! Frederick Frankenstein would say. Prince George Michael and all other celebrities who passed away this year. So let's give a moment of silence for Gene Wilder, Prince George Michael, and every other celebrity and person who passed away this year. All right, so those are just some of the bad things to happen in 2016 that I want to discuss. There are so many other bad things that took place in 2016, but because I'm a positive person, I would not like to mention them on the show today. So we are only 2 days away from 2017, and I can tell that I am ready for 2017, and I'm pretty sure you guys, the listeners, are ready for 2017 as well. So this is going to be the final topic show for 2016 here on Ace Network. We're going to have one more show on New Year's Eve. That's going to be a show where I discuss my plans for 2017. All right. Well, I think it's time for a quick commercial break. We're going to hear Today in History in a couple of songs. Now, someone special is providing us our intermission today. Now, I want to remind you to tune in to the Ace Network on New Year's Eve at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, and 12 noon Pacific for a special show announcing 2017 plans for the ACE Network. That is, again, New Year's Eve, Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 Central, 12 Pacific. I'll be announcing the plans for 2017.
My name is Butch the Lesbian. I am here to tell you about Today in History, and then I am going to play some music during this intermission. Don't worry if you are a live listener and the show cuts off at 6:30 p.m., the show will go into recording and you can't listen to the rest of the show by re-listening and fast-forwarding past the 30-minute mark. Today in History. Today is Thursday, December 29th, the 364th day of 2016. There are 2 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history. On December 29, 1916, James Joyce's first novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, was first published in book form in New York after being serialized in London. On this date, in 1808, the 17th President of the United States, Andrew Johnson, was born in Raleigh, North Carolina. In 1812, during the War of 1812, the American frigate USS Constitution engaged and severely damaged the British frigate HMS Java off Brazil. In 1845, Texas was admitted as the 28th state. In 1890, the Wounded Knee Massacre took place in South Dakota as an estimated 300 Sioux Indians were killed by U.S. troops sent to disarm them. In 1934, Japan formally renounced the Washington Naval Treaty of 1922. In 1940, during World War II, Germany dropped incendiary bombs on London, setting off what came to be known as the Second Great Fire of London. In 1975, a bomb exploded in the main terminal of New York's LaGuardia Airport, killing 11 people. It's never been determined who is responsible. In 1986, former British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan died in Sussex, England, at age 92. 10 years ago, word reached the United States of the execution of former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Because of the time difference, it was the morning of December 30 in Iraq when the hanging took place. In a statement, President George W. Bush called Saddam's execution an important milestone on Iraq's road to democracy. Gerald R. Ford's flag-draped casket was carried into a church in Palm Desert, California, for a public viewing that marked the start of 6 days of mourning for the former president. More than 400 people died when a crowded Indonesian ferry sank in the Java Sea, 5 years ago. Fed-up voters in Jamaica threw out the ruling party and delivered a landslide triumph to the opposition People's National Party and its leader, former Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The number 15 Baylor Bears, led by Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III, pulled out an incredible Alamo Bowl victory in the highest-scoring regulation bowl game in history, beating the Washington Huskies 67-56 at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. 1 year ago, Belgian authorities announced they had arrested two men and seized military-type uniforms and Islamic State group propaganda in connection with a suspected plot to unleash holiday season attacks against police and celebrated locations in Brussels. Former Glee star Mark Salling was arrested in Los Angeles for investigation of possessing child pornography. Salling has pleaded not guilty. Thought for today: ours is the age of substitutes. Instead of language, we have jargon. Instead of principles, slogans. And instead of genuine ideas, bright suggestions. Eric Bentley, British-born American author and educator. Now let's hear some music.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Peace tonight in the arms of the angel. Fly away. back. Stone keeps on twisting. Keep on building the lies that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference. I'll escape one last time. It's easier to believe in this sweet madness. Only
Welcome back to the Ace Network, here with 2 days just left of 2016, and tonight I am recapping the year 2016. And before our intermission, I discussed the good and bad of 2016, and now I'm going to finish off the show by discussing what 2016 has taught us. So yeah, let's get to that. What has 2016 taught us? Well, life is short. We need to cherish every moment that we are living. Now, a lot of people have passed away this year. Celebrities, non-celebrities, a lot of people have passed away. And on the same token, a lot of people are born this year. So we need to live life, be happy, love, and laugh. So make sure that in years to come, we're celebrating our life, because we never know when our last day on earth is going to be. We never know when we're going to pass away. So we need to cherish every moment. That is a lesson that I'm taking away from this year. I'm taking away that life is valuable and we need to cherish it. The next thing that 2016 has taught us is that celebrities can become president. Yes, that's right. If you're a celebrity, you can be a president. I never thought in my imagination that a celebrity would be a president, but Donald Trump is our next president, and he is a celebrity. He competed at WrestleMania, and he had his own show called The Apprentice. He's got his own towers called the Trump Towers, and now he's going to be president of the United States. Not only is he the first celebrity, he's also the first WWE Wrestling Hall of Famer to take office in the United States. So that is very exciting. So we'll have to see what other celebrities are going to throw themselves into the next election to become president. But I will tell you, it is a possibility that another celebrity can become a president. Imagine Stone Cold or The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, or Shaquille O'Neal, or Arnold Schwarzenegger even running for president. That would be a sight to see. On the same token, I believe 2016 has taught us someday a woman will become president. I think a lady is going to take office, believe it or not, within the next 10 to 20 years. I think we're going to have a female president coming pretty soon to the office. So make sure you guys be prepared for that. Hell, Michelle Obama could be our first ever female president. You just never know. And that's our show for today. I would like to thank everybody for tuning into today's show. I hope you enjoy the rest of your 2016. I hope these final 2 days of 2016 are awesome for you. And I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve and a wonderful New Year's Day. Don't get too drunk. And I want to remind you to check out our New Year's Eve show, 3 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, as I discuss the 2017 plans for the ACE Network. Also, I want to thank you for tuning into the ACE Network over the last few months since our return. I really, really appreciate it. Now, I also would like to say, please follow me here on ACE Network because on ACE Network, I'm going to have some more wonderful shows and stuff. So make sure to follow me right here by clicking the follow button on today's Blog Talk Radio episode. With that being said, thank you for listening, and I'll see you all New Year's Eve and in 2017. Bada boom! The Ace has left the place.
Thank you for listening to the Ace Network with the Ace that runs this place, me, Alex Cardinelli. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I really appreciate your listening. Don't forget to check us out on social media. Give our Facebook page a like. Our Facebook page is Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. You'll get show news, show updates, recipes that we're giving out on our show, and show advertisements. You can find out when we're on air next. Like our fan page on Facebook, Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and TuneIn. Ace Network on those sites. You can find us on iTunes by searching Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And remember, you are safe by listening to this show.